welcome back to episode 4 of the Trojan Army Insider. My name is Callie Martis alongside Jack Davison and Colin Campbell. And first, guys, we're going to start off with football. A huge win in overtime for the Trojans. They won that 49-42 over Beaver Area. And guys, just an all-important win for the Trojans and really a momentum booster that they needed.
Super important getting those, getting that big win, especially in overtime. That's a huge momentum boost coming off the couple losses to two good teams, Central Valley and Imani. And I think that's going to build them up and give them a much better chance against a tough opponent, that being Avonworth this Friday, which they're seriously dialed in on prepping for, as this is going to be their biggest game all year.
Yeah, Trojans 6-2 now, 3-1 in the section. Yeah, huge win at Beaver Area. Definitely needed that one to have some confidence heading into playoffs and heading into this Friday against Avonworth, who's going to be a very tough opponent. Probably will win the section, but we'll see what the Trojans can do at home on Friday night.
Yeah, and some stats for that game. Joey Felitsky completed 14 of 19 passes for 262 yards, and he himself scored on touchdown runs of 82 and 10 yards, which is kind of interesting, guys, because, I mean, we don't really see Joey running a lot.
No. And that was kind of surprising to me when I saw that, because it really didn't make much sense. I don't know if I've been to a game all year where I've seen him run it. To have that stat line is pretty crazy to me. But obviously, if that's something that you're going to change your game to and it works out, like, keep it up, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen Joey scramble once this year. And usually we see around 350 passing yards. And this time it's 262. But when you add in those rushes, he still gets above that 350 mark, which is just incredible for a quarterback.
Right. I agree, Jack. And, you know, maybe this is something the Trojans are trying to implement in their game now after losing two straight. Maybe this is what they need. Maybe they need Joey to just start taking charge and running the ball more often.
Yeah, we've seen Logan Shade get held up a little bit more recently compared to his first couple games of like over 200, over 300 yards sometimes. And so now maybe with Felitsky getting his legs going, that might help to open up the lanes for Nate Swisher and Logan Shade at running back.
Right, and I mean, Logan Shade had the game-winning touchdown in overtime over Beaver Area, so another great game for him as well. But guys, looking forward to this week to Avonworth. Obviously, you know, haven't lost a game this season. Nope. Just a powerhouse in the Whipple.
Yeah. I think they're one of the, probably a top five team in the entire Whipple. I'm talking across all the classes. I think they have a really strong case for being a top five or even top four team. Just in the Whipple, they're a really complete, great defense, really tough defensive team, then super explosive offense, obviously. They're crushing teams in and out every week. So I think the prep is going to look a little different this week, and I think now that the Trojans have some experience with some better teams like Imani. Like, when they went to play Imani, they didn't really have a tough matchup before that. So I think now that they have a couple of those under their belt, that definitely favors them and gives them a better chance.
Yeah, the Trojans lost to Central Valley 34-28, but I'm pretty sure Avonworth beat Central Valley 34-6. So that really shows you the difference between the two teams and just the whole nother level that Avonworth is on. So we'll see if the Trojans are up for the task this Friday. And it's going to be a big game, Callie.
It is for sure. And guys, a question for you. You know, we were talking about, you know, running versus passing the ball. What do you think the Trojans resort to versus Avonworth?
They're going to have to, I think personally, they're going to have both super available, because when you're going against a team like Avonworth, it's not like you can just like go ground and pound, just go to the run game over and over and expect it to keep working. Like, you're going to have both options available. If one's really good, that opens up the other. You know, so if they want to get their passing game going, they're going to have the running game as a threat.
Yeah, chances are the Trojans are going to be down at some point in this game with how Avonworth's looked so far. And so I feel that the passing game is going to be heavily relied on, especially in the second half.
Yeah, guys, exciting game for sure. Also, senior night. Trojans will be celebrating all 17 seniors they have on the team. So definitely one of the bigger classes over the past couple of years. So that'll be a lot of fun too. Big game way to good game to wrap up the homestand for the Trojans coming up. But now we're going to turn it over to the golf season. The girls' golf are 2A Whipple team champions. They won in their championship with a low score of 377.
Yeah, very really low score. Exciting. Yeah, how much you guys beat your score by last year by how many? Almost like 30.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, our score last year, we don't want to talk about that one, but this year, and it's just really, really amazing for the girls. Their only second season, really, as a team in the Whipple, getting that championship, well-deserved. Riley Contal led the team with a score of 80. She's headed to States next week. She'll compete individually in States as well, so we wish her the best of luck, and the team will also be heading to States, both take place at State College. So... more golf continuing for the girls.
Riley, only a sophomore. You can only imagine the things that she's going to accomplish within the next couple of years.
Yeah. And then over on the boys' side, didn't work out how they planned it to. I don't think many of the guys had great days. Eric Roy, state qualifier, just got out there in both times in team rounds and sectional, the section rounds too. He didn't have a good round, and I think that translated over. But Shady side won that for 2A boys, and they are a really good team. That team is no joke. So the boys, they played good, though, and they have Chris Faber and Eric Proy going to compete in the state tournament here soon with Riley.
Yeah, that's awesome. North Catholic getting their representation in the Whipple for sure. And, I mean, that's the funny thing about golf. One day you can have the round of your life. Mm-hmm. Next day you just want to throw your clubs in the trash. Believe me. I've been there. But both excellent seasons from both our boys and girls. And now we're going to head over to soccer. Boys soccer, Colin, the brackets came out yesterday in the Whipple, and the boys ended up with the number 3 seed, and they'll face York first here in the first round of playoffs.
Yeah, and I think they're super excited about getting that 3 seed. A couple little controversies that the coaches and the team were talking about. One, so they won their section, which is awesome. That is a reason for their seeding. And so the first thing is every other team with a higher seed gets to play at their home field. And they don't get that advantage. Like J.C. Stone, you know, doesn't let them play there. But still, they're going out to Keystone Oaks, which is like a 45-minute drive.
That's far.
So they don't really get much of a home field advantage, which is whatever. I think they're looking to get past the first round pretty easily. And then they got kind of stuck in a bad spot on the bracket, because if they win first round, they will most likely play their big rival in Deer Lakes, who they've had tough times beating in the past. They took them down this year. They were super happy about that, but they know that's going to be a super tough matchup for them. And that's just a team that has kind of always been, I don't know, they've always been a little like, uh-oh, it's Deer Lakes, you know, they have a big winning record against us, but they've been pretty successful against them lately, so I think they're looking to go forward with some momentum in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure, Colin. I mean, this is one of the best teams, best boys teams we've seen in a while here at North Catholic. They've just had an outstanding season, 13-1 in conference, 15-2-1 overall, which is just unbelievable, like you said, section champs. But, you know, kind of unfortunate how that played out as far as the bracket goes. But, you know, nothing like a good challenge for the team. And I definitely think that's something they can overcome and have the ability to do. Mm-hmm. And then girls on the other side, their bracket came out as well. They're the number 7 seed, and they'll face number 10, Beaver.
And I think they're looking forward to that matchup. That's a team they know they're capable of beating. And then it's another thing for them where if they win, they have to go play Freeport, which has been a tough hurdle for them to get over. I think they lost to them twice this year.
Yes.
But they were manageable games. Like in both games, they didn't lose by any more than 2 or 3 goals. So I think it's definitely winnable for them. Freeport is a really good team and obviously at the 2 seed, but that's going to be super tough for them if they get past Beaver. And but I think they're looking forward to the challenge, like you said, and I think they're capable of it. So that gives them, and they know that too. They know they're capable. So that gives them some hope.
Yeah, the girls this year, conference record 7-3-0 overall, 12-5-0. So right there, second, right behind Freeport, who went undefeated in conference, 10-0, and their overall record 14-1. So like you said, again, like both the boys and girls brackets have that one team that they'll face second round. But boys game is Monday, October 20th at 6 p.m. And girls is Tuesday, the 21st at 6 p.m. And then Colin will now move on to volleyball. Girls volleyball just played Tuesday against Seneca, and just a really tough loss against Seneca in five sets after they beat them at Seneca.
Okay,
swept them in three sets earlier in the season. But Tuesday night, Jack and I were on the call, and the team just looked off.
Just like an off night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the mistakes they made, they don't usually make. First and second set, they're missing a lot of serves. Mm. And then I think throughout the game, Seneca started to pick up on the Trojanettes' game plan, if you will. Kind of put their game right back in their face. And, you know, that one's tough for sure. But like we said, you know, the Trojanettes are a resilient team. We've seen that all season. They have the ability to come back from tough losses like that. And tonight, Colin, is a huge game against NA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially coming off of a not so great performance, you know, maybe that can either go two ways for you, right? It's either you're motivated and you're ready to go, or you're going to let the last bad performance get to you. You're going to let some of those mistakes keep happening, which we know from last time when they took on NA at home, which they lost in five, super close game. Yeah, in the fifth set, it went to how many points? Like seven. NA didn't win till like 17.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
17,
that.
17, 18, yeah.
So they're going to really have to be on their game, pedal to the metal the full time. And yeah, you just, if they're going to have another one of those days like they did with Seneca, which I'm sure they won't because they haven't this year so far, then they're going to struggle. So if they can just piece together a really good performance, they know what to expect this time, and I think they can get it done.
Yeah, I think so too, Colin. It's great to see as well, you know, looking out on the court, how many underclassmen are contributing to the effort. Jillian Kalis, Sawyer Guba there at Libero, two players that are going to be outstanding in the years to come for the Trojanettes.
And it gives like excitement for the future, you know, because you are losing a couple of big key pieces this year. But, you know, hey, you have other people that are just as ready to step up and be the future of the program. So that's really exciting if you're the team, if you're the coaching staff. So that program stays pretty deep throughout the years. So it's just, I feel like another year, just another continuation of that.
Yeah, and that does it here, right, Colin, for sports this week. For you, for those of you wondering, Jack is at cross country, so that's why he didn't join us.
Yeah, he missed the second half of the pod.
But so best of luck to him, and hopefully we'll get to hear about that next week on the next episode. But thank you for tuning in, folks, right here on the Trojan Army Insider.